Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, ZZ Top bringing this back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Knocking it out there for us. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Camp. He is one of the world's experts in negotiating, a little bit of a different twist. He's not your grandfather's negotiator. He's the author of No, the Only Negotiating System You Need. No, he says. And then that's the follow-up to his other book, Start With No. You're starting to get the picture here, folks, on how he negotiates. But it's a very, very smart system he has, and we've been talking about it on the show now for almost 10 years. Jim Camp, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us the website, please, and tell us how we can find your book.
Oh, they can find it. Come to campnegotiationinstitute.com.
All right, so
or just Google Jim Camp.
There you go, just like it sounds. Hey, Jim, we're talking about this checklist that one of your students posted on your website about how to get ready, how to build a game plan for a negotiation. If you walk into a negotiation and you're not ready, you're not prepared for what might happen. If you haven't thought about scenarios, if you haven't imagined that, you know, it could go this way, it could go that way, then you're probably going to lose. And it's, you know, I have to say, Jim, I've done it both ways. I've gone in, you know, without any kind of a plan, and I usually lost. But if I thought about it ahead of time and I thought, okay, you know, I'm not going to presume to know what this guy wants to do or what he wants. As I said, some scenarios. I didn't do a checklist, though. That's one thing that I'm learning now.
Well, we have a 7-step checklist, Jim, that we've used now for 25 years. Our management system is made up of checklist, preparation, and execution.
Mm-hmm.
What we say, how we say it, the problems we're going to deal with, what's our long-term aim, what we want. So there's those steps are in the checklist, and we think each of those through, and then we build a script of exactly what we're going to say, what questions we're going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
We put all that together in a script, so our clients walk in completely prepared, and if any curveball gets thrown at them, they're able to say, look, I didn't prepare for that. We're going to have to reconvene, or they can deal with the curveball if they choose, but that's their choice. That's not something they are stuck with.
Right.
So if it's not on the checklist, if they haven't prepared for it, they're going to, a lot of times in our really big deals, we'll retreat. We'll literally say, we didn't prepare for that. We're going to have to come back and visit that.
Huh.
So, our checklist, Jim, you don't even know this. I hadn't told you, but we're going to have our camp negotiation management system is going into Salesforce.com. As we speak, it launches February 4th.
Is that right?
So people on Salesforce.com are going to have...
That's a big deal, Jim.
Yeah, it is. It's a big deal.
Congratulations.
We've got 4,000 seats opening on February 4th with corporate clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are going to be able to have the camp management system for all their negotiations right in their Salesforce.com work.
Wow. That's a big deal. I mean, and by the way, I meant to say that's a big deal for Salesforce. That's how I meant to say.
Exciting for me is that as you can see, these people are able to write about what the checklist can do for
right.
you.
Right. Right.
And so when the world gets a look at what can be done, I think it's going to make a big difference
in
a lot of companies.
One thing that I you just said that's very interesting. You said that if you get into a negotiation and it goes in a different direction than you thought or than you prepared for, you literally say, we need to adjourn and come back when I've got...
That's right.
When I'm prepared. So, now, I will say this. In my meager attempts at teaching people how to negotiate on the show before, which I've talked a lot about over the years, before you and I knew each other.
Sure.
I've said, you'll never know how good a deal you can get until you're prepared to walk away. And I still believe that, but that's a negotiating tactic to me. When you get to a point that you're at an impasse or you want to really play hardball, you think you've got the advantage, then you walk away and let them call you back if they do. But what you're talking about is a stalling tactic, in a way that I would have thought would have been unproductive.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, no, it's not a tactic. It's a fact. We didn't prepare.
Yeah.
And if we didn't prepare for it, we're not gonna push it.
But if you're in a situation where tomorrow the deal is, you know, the it's a deal that you want to happen. It's with a customer. It should happen. It's just more business with the same customer. Walking away at this point would stall things and maybe squirrel the whole deal. I mean,
you said the key word.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, do we?
Yep.
All we know is that we're not prepared to discuss it, so
right.
We'd like to come back and visit it. Let me go do some research. I'll get back to you.
Could you just say, can we take 30 minutes? Could you step out for that
one,
maybe?
If you could do it in 30.
Yeah.
See, the key is here, Jim. Look, the key is what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And not try to do something you can't do,
right,
or out of fear, or
right,
out of emotion.
And certainly not try to lock yourself into a deal that you're not prepared for to negotiate. And it might cost you, as you said earlier, might take your company down. Give us the website again, Jim.
CampNegotiationInstitute.com.
Check it out, folks. I got his books, too. There's a big no on both of them. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, take care.
We'll see you next time. Congratulations, by the way, on the Salesforce partnership.
Sure?
That's a big deal. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.